Day 42, Revelation chapter 20, verses 1 through 10. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the keys to the abyss and holding in his hand a great chain. He seized the dragon, that ancient serpent who was the devil, or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. He threw him into the abyss and locked and sealed it over him, to keep him from deceiving the nations anymore until 1,000 years were ended. After that, he must be set free for a short time. I saw thrones on which were seated those who had been given authority to judge, and I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony about Jesus and because of the word of God. They had not worshipped the beast or its image and had not received its mark on their foreheads or their hands. They came to life and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. The rest of the dead did not come to life until 1,000 years were ended. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years. When 1,000 years are over, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, and to gather them for battle. In number, they are like the sand on the seashore. They marched across the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of God's people, the city he loves. But fire came down from heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet had been thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The best characterizations of today's text on initial examination and study would be weighty and divisive. The exact nature and interpretation of the timeline laid out in today's reading have been the subject of much Christian debate throughout history. While theological debate is certainly a necessary endeavor, it also has the ability to distract from actual Christian living. Remember, this book is not a secret roadmap to be unpacked, like a sunken pirate treasure map that many minds have created the eschaton to be. John's work is a call to stand resilient in faith in all seasons and circumstances of life, by looking behind the veil to see what these circumstances truly are from an eternal perspective. There are likely two headings in the section you read today. Mine are titled The 1,000 Years, which is where much of the mentioned debate lies, and then The Defeat of Satan. Rather than attempting to solve the debate, consider the two pictures painted in this text. First, the image of Satan. Our biggest, baddest enemy is chained up and cast into the pit, not by God himself, but by an angel. Talk about the ultimate insult. For God, Satan is light work, and he can simply have an assistant handle that problem. God delivers the ultimate burn before sentencing Satan to the eternal burn. Apologies for the attempt at humor, which likely only caused the author of these devotionals to chuckle. Contrast Satan's impotence with Christ's power. What marks the world as he reigns? Peace, prosperity, and clarity. All of Satan's schemes are gone and nations are no longer deceived. Global peace and clarity are not the subjects of a Miss Universe pageant. They are realities for a kingdom that is headed by the King of Kings. As stark as that contrast is, the next takes a heartbreaking turn. As soon as Satan is released, many on the earth immediately flock back to his deceits and the violence that all of human history has watched play out from following those lies. What comes into focus in this scene is what theologians have long called total depravity. As a result of sin in the world, humanity on our own loves darkness more than light. We are sucked into shouting matches over temporal arguments, drawn toward being divisive in order that our position may be judged superior, and motivated above all by a love for and pursuit of self-advancement. The only shot we have is not a glimpse of peace. It's not simply seeing what could be if we were able to stop sinning. It's a new identity given by the Prince of Peace. Satan is not our greatest enemy. He can be easily disposed of. The sin he draws us toward reveals our greatest enemy, death. It is a certainty for all of humanity. But God, in the form of Jesus, stepped out of heaven to wrap himself in human flesh, to die the death we deserved, and conquered that enemy. Not for 1,000 years or some other timeline we can create, but for all of eternity. That victory, which we call the gospel, is the only hope we have of escaping eternal judgment. But what's more than that, it's the only shot we have at receiving a heart that clings to our Father more than the lies. Thank you for the gospel, Father. It's our only shot. Would you pray with me? God, help me to never believe I've graduated from my need for you. Remind me of what you have done for me in every moment of my life. Help me to cling to that and see the lies of the enemy. Amen.